Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back to 7 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. And my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Grace Marie Turner. Her website is Galen, G-A-L-E-N.org. And, folks, I encourage you, look, if you are concerned about the health care bill that passed last year, the law that was signed into law last year, if you're concerned about it as I am, and I'm frightened of it, ladies and gentlemen, it scares me on many, many levels, not just the direct cost it's going to cost me in my small business, but on a perspective of liberty, I believe this law is going to do more damage. Grace Marie, I think if this thing is left to as it is right now, that in 20 years, in terms of inefficiencies, in terms of the damage that it's going to do to our country, I think it will make Social Security look like a child's play.
Exactly right. I mean, that's really what Judge Henry Hudson said when he made his decision about the unconstitutionality of the individual mandate.
Right.
That if this is allowed to stand, there is nothing the federal government won't be able to tell us to do. Well, and that's really, that dramatically changes the relationship mm-hmm. between citizens and government. Government's in charge, not us. And that's not what this country stands for.
Well,
and
you know,
I
agree with getting health care out of the corporate, from a paternalistic corporation. I agree
Absolutely.
With that. But we already have solutions for that. It's called healthcare. HSAs, health savings accounts. I have one. I mean, there already are those in place.
Absolutely.
So people can have portable health care that can be supplemented by the company.
And that's really part of a 21st century economy. People are much more mobile. Health insurance should follow us as a person,
right,
not as an employee. And those are the ideas that we've been advocating for 15 years, but instead we have gone in completely the opposite
right.
direction toward government control and micromanagement over virtually every corner of our health sector.
Right. Grace Marie, there are a number of challenges, roadblocks in front of this bill, this law. There's a constitutionality, which will come down to the Supreme Court. There's funding by Congress. It may, you know, some elements could possibly not get funded. And there's also the repeal possibility, but it'll have to be in another presidency, somebody besides President Obama. What do you think is going to happen in the next 2 years?
Well, there are really, I see four fronts that this battle is going to continue to be fought on. First of all, there are the legislative battles. There are a number of court cases, and the court cases that have been decided will all go to appeal. So the legislative battle, Congress absolutely will take votes to repeal Obamacare, very likely will pass in the House. Possibly even the Senate, with 20-some senators up for re-election and frightened about the unpopularity of this law, which grows by the day. And you're going to see a lot of political pushback. The presidential campaigns are going to start next year, and there's I can't imagine anybody is going to be out there except the president saying that this is a good thing. And then you've got the regulatory battle, where you've got Congress doing a lot of oversight, investigation, calling these regulators before Congress for hearings, especially the Republicans in the House, to explain all of these regulations that they're passing that are really, in many cases, going beyond what the legislation allows them to do. So Congress is going to try to put the brakes on this through defunding it, investigating the regulatory process, delaying some of its provisions, beginning to dismantle it, taking out this awful 1099 reporting provision
right.
that makes small businesses so crazy.
Which will happen in a couple of years. So, but won't the constitutional element or the repeal element of approaches, those are the only two that will take this thing out for completely, right?
Yes, that's
anything
right.
else will fact, leave vestiges of this, won't it?
But even the legal thing, the Judge Hudson, even though there is no severability clause that says that if one provision is declared unconstitutional, the rest of it stands. Judge Hudson basically assumes severability. He says, "I'm not going to put a stay on the whole law." So you are going to have to do repeal
right.
politically. But then they are really going
right.
to have to replace it because
right.
things need to be fixed.
Well, they can replace it with HSAs as far as I'm concerned. And I'll tell you, Grace Marie, one of my predictions for 2010 is that President Obama's greatest accomplishment, Obamacare, will wind up being his biggest albatross in the next election. That's one of my predictions. Hey, Grace Marie, thanks for being here. Galen.org, folks, is the website. Grace Marie Turner is the president. Grace Marie, thanks for being here. Let's have a good 2011 together.
Thank you very much.
We'll see you next time. Actually, I got to take a quick break. I'll be back after the news. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.